You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 07, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. South Sudan has become one of the most dangerous places for aid workers. Attacks and abductions targeting humanitarian staff have forced organizations like Médecins Sans Frontières, MSF, to suspend critical operations. This significantly impacts the delivery of life-saving support to vulnerable populations, especially as new crises add strain to an already fragile humanitarian situation. On September 20, 2024, armed individuals attacked two marked MSF vehicles returning to Yei Town. They kidnapped MSF staff and one staff member from a partner organization. The attackers also looted personal belongings. This incident forced MSF to suspend all outreach activities in Yei River County, Central Equatoria State. Their suspension means many people are cut off from essential care. The violence extends beyond kidnappings to direct attacks on medical facilities. In May 2025, a hospital bombing in South Sudan killed 7 people and injured 20 others. The attack occurred amidst fears of a return to civil war. This was the second assault on MSF facilities in less than a month. On April 14, 2025, armed men looted an MSF hospital in Ulong, Upper Nile State. This act cut off access to secondary health care for thousands. The destruction of the pharmacy at the old Fangak Hospital further compromised MSF's ability to provide care. MSF, also known as Doctors Without Borders, provides aid in nearly 70 countries. They help people whose lives are threatened by violence, neglect, or catastrophe. Their work focuses on areas affected by armed conflict, epidemics, malnutrition, exclusion from healthcare, or natural disasters. MSF condemned the deliberate bombing of its hospital in Old Fangak, which killed at least 7 people and injured 20 others. The Old Fangak Hospital was the only hospital in Fangak County, serving over 110,000 people. This attack meant that people would be even further cut off from receiving life-saving treatment. The violence against aid workers and facilities is concentrated in specific regions of South Sudan. These areas include Yei River County, Ulong and Maban, Upper Nile State. In February 2023, MSF suspended activities in the northeast of South Sudan after unidentified armed men stormed one of its compounds in Maban. They looted property and burned equipment. The armed looting of an MSF hospital in Ulong on April 14, 2025, resulted in the entire population of Ulong County being cut off from accessing secondary health care. The bombing of the MSF hospital in Old Fangak burned its pharmacy and damaged the hospital. These incidents highlight the severe impact of localized conflicts on humanitarian efforts. The attacks on MSF facilities are happening amidst growing tensions between President Salva Kiir and Vice President Riek Machar. These tensions raise fears of a return to civil war. The two leaders head rival factions in a unity government formed after a peace deal in 2018. This political instability directly contributes to the security risks faced by aid workers. Machar was arrested in March 2025 and accused of trying to stir up a rebellion. The UN Commission on Human Rights in South Sudan warned that if such attacks continue, the peace agreement risks becoming meaningless. The conflict in neighboring Sudan has led to an influx of over 220,000 refugees into South Sudan since April. This influx increases tensions and conflict over access to basic services and resources. The repeated attacks on aid workers and medical facilities have severe consequences for humanitarian aid delivery. When MSF suspends operations, thousands lose access to essential medical care. This situation is particularly dire in areas like Fangak County, where the bombed hospital was the only one serving a vast population. The UN Commission on Human Rights condemned the bombing of the MSF hospital as a potential war crime. They urged that hospitals must never be targeted and that the lives of civilians must be protected. MSF has called on all parties to the conflict to protect civilians and civilian infrastructure, including health workers and facilities. The continued violence makes it challenging for humanitarian organizations to provide vital assistance. Despite the clear impact of these attacks, many questions remain unanswered. The perpetrators and their motives for the hospital bombing in Old Fangak were not immediately clear. Government and army spokespeople could not be reached for comment regarding the attack. This lack of clarity makes it difficult to understand the full security environment. Copyright, African Elements.